Magazine feel packs is one way that the unique books from living paintings have been described. The National Charity takes a multi-format approach to bringing a subject to life for their currently 15,500 blind and partially sighted members, and membership is totally free, by the way. In fact, Living Paintings says it's the only charity in the UK which designs, creates and publishes tactile and audio books for vision-impaired people. They call them touch-to-see books. These books cover a range of subjects. You can, for example, listen to the visual world described by a cast of actors, comedians and presenters, explore the weather, friendship, romance, true crime, famous people and events in history, or maybe take a virtual tour around a famous gallery or museum collection, find out about British birds, other wildlife and specific areas of Great Britain, discovering cities, counties and places of interest.
Let me tell you of the essence and magic of this garden, and then we'll explore it together on the raised image before you. We are looking at the garden from the front, as if we are about to enter it. It is a chic garden entry at Chelsea, and is only 5 metres by 4.5 metres, so you can appreciate that it is a small area, but it's full of vitality, elegance and interest.
The unmistakable voice of Sir Derek Jacobi describing a garden as the reader explores an accompanying tactile image. Each touch-to-see book for adults typically contains between 3 and 17 tactile pictures, an audio guide that describes and discusses the pictures, often read by famous voices and enhanced with music and sound effects, as well as colour pictures that can be shared with sighted people. We spoke to Bridget Norman from Living Paintings about just two of their book packs, their short stories looking at theatre and film. Masters of the Silver Screen, which introduces the work of three of cinema's great directors, and From Page to Stage, a behind-the-scenes guide to transforming much-loved books into stage productions. But before finding out a little more about those two, and we should say that there are over 600 titles in their library, Bridget first explained what exactly their members receive when one of their touch-to-see books arrives through the post.
Well, they would get three thermoforms, which are the three tactile images, which would be one for each of the different, for example, one for Alfred Hitchcock's films and one for Jaws. They get one for each of the different cinematic or theatre productions that we're talking about. And then accompanying that, they have the audio guide, and that has tracks with information about the specific productions and about maybe how they were put together, and then the tactile image descriptions. And then also might be a track about the director specifically for that film, for example, and how their techniques were used and how they developed those techniques. And then we also have guidance notes that go with that, which is a printed bound copy where they can read the scripts and have them on the USB stick as well, so they can read scripts of what the audio guide is telling them, if our members prefer to do that.
So it's a kind of multi-format approach, and I guess centred around these images and these unique thermoforms that you produce to display an image in a very tactile way. And that's used in these short stories. Is it what could be called entertainment short stories for film and theatre?
Yes, that's right. So, for example, in the theatre pack, we have a tactile picture of the Warhorse puppet, Joey from Warhorse, and showing the puppeteers how they control and operate the horse. And that's really interesting to understand. So if you're going to go and see the play, then obviously it's wonderful to be able to understand how that works, the mechanics of that a little bit, before you actually go and then maybe get to meet the puppet if you want a touch tour and feel how it actually works with people inside it. But if you felt a tactile representation, it's a really good place to kind of introduce you to that. And then in the cinema, obviously it's an incredibly visual medium for most people. And then with the tactile images, you're actually able to translate that. So if your peers have watched the film Jaws, for example, they're able to then go, okay, I understand what this is because I have a tactile picture. I can feel over this. I can explore this. And it's all about bringing to life these kind of magazine feel packs with a sort of story thread and a bit of a taster for what we do in the different worlds of theatre and film.
Incidentally, the audio guides are available on MP3 CD and on USB memory stick. Now, as mentioned, membership of Living Paintings is absolutely free. There are no charges for late or lost book packs, and postage both ways is also free under Royal Mail's Articles for the Blind postal concession. The books can be borrowed for up to 3 months. Members do not have to be registered, sight-impaired or severely sight-impaired, to join, and if you ask to become a member, they say they can go through your interests with you and in that way can point you towards subjects that may suit you best. But obviously the whole library is at your disposal once you join. And for more information about what's in the Living Paintings Library and how to join, you can phone the charity on 01 635 299 771. That's 01 635 299 771. Or you can email them at library@livingpaintings, all run together as one lowercase word, .org. library@livingpaintings.org. Or if you have internet access, you can visit their website at www.livingpaintings.org and follow the link called Join Now.
InfoSound.